We're now going to move to the fourth Halukah. And there's a progression between the first Halukah to the second, to the third, to the fourth. The first Halukah is the Mishorer, the one who's leading this song, or the one who's reciting the psalm, is basically saying, don't have faith in man. Have faith, have bitachon in Hashem. Because Hashem is kind to us. Hashem does all these wonderful things. Then by the second Halukah, we get a little bit broader. And we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. We should sing to Hashem because He created the entire world and the stars and the constellations and everything. And He also created a blueprint for kindness. We care of Hashem, Bigadol, takes care of the world, Bigadol. We see all the amazing creations of the world, and also cares about the little person, cares about each individual, and He gave over the blueprint of how to care for each individual through His Torah. Magi Devar v'Yaakov, Chukov Mishpatav l'Yisrael. We move on to the third Halukah, and once we praise Hashem for what He created, then we're saying, everyone's praising Hashem, everything is praising Hashem. From the heavens, that's the first half of the third Halukah, and the second half is Mina Aretz, from the heavens, the stars, the sun, the constellations are praising Hashem. How do they praise Hashem? By following the laws of nature. And then the creatures below on the land follow Hashem. So most of the creatures who don't have free will follow the laws of nature, and therefore they're doing what Hashem said. But we, mankind, we follow Hashem by praising Him. And the very end of the third Halukah, Bayarim Karen La'amol Tilul Chol Chasidav, that Hashem, there's a special reference to Amo, to God's people, Klal Yisrael, who praise Hashem. Tila l'chol chasidav, a praise for all of His chasidim. That lashon of chasidim, chasidav, is mentioned three times in this fourth mizmor. This fourth mizmor is specifically referencing Klal Yisrael. And we talk about a shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. We want to sing to Hashem a new song. A new song in the future. There'll be a time where His chasidim, Klal Yisrael, will sing, will praise Hashem. And this is specifically referring to Klal Yisrael. It's explicit. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav. The Klal Yisrael will be happy with the fact that they... That Hashem created them as a nation, and Bnei Tzion Yagil v'Malkam, and Bnei Tzion are happy with their lot, with our job, that we are the chosen people to praise Hashem. Yahalu Shemo v'Malcho, we're gonna praise Hashem with different musical instruments. Ki Rotze Hashem ba'amo, Hashem desires His people. Again, this is focused specifically on Klal Yisrael. That being said, Rav Hirsch explains that maybe chasidim means something else. We also refer to chaside umos olam, the chasidim of the nations of the world. And our first explains that in the future, not only will Klal Yisrael praise Hashem, but we believe v'hoya Hashem lamelech al kol haaretz, that Hashem will be a king for everyone. Everyone will praise Hashem, and therefore chasidim can refer to not only Klal Yisrael who praise Hashem, but we look forward to a time when the whole world will praise Hashem. So again, we start off the first Halukah. You look around, don't have bitachon in mankind, have bitachon in Hashem. And we focus on God's greatness of the world that He created in the second Psalm, together with His Torah, which He gave as a guide to a beautiful guide to a mindful, you know, beautiful living. And then, living with purpose. And then we move on to the third Halukah. Every creation is supposed to praise Hashem. And then we move on to this Mizmor, focusing on Klal Yisrael. And hopefully we're going to come to a time where we fulfill what this fourth Halukah is talking about, where we will praise Hashem, we'll bring the whole world to praise Hashem. So all Chasidim, not just Jews, but Jews and non-Jews, will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our task on this world.